Message 24 is on having the same mind and walking by the same rule. So not only do we need to gain Christ by pursuing him, but this needs to become a mind in us. And this mind needs to become a rule.
Yeah.
That is, it becomes a path that we walk. This chapter, of course, chapter 3, is an awesome chapter on pursuing Christ to gain him. And we've come really to the heart of the heart when we come to chapter 3, these verses 12 through 16. But how does this apply to us? Well, we need to see that we in the Lord's recovery should have one goal.
Amen.
And that is, this goal should be to pursue Christ, that we may have the fullest enjoyment of him and may gain him in full.
Amen.
That we should have such a goal. And this should transcend really everything, all of our concerns. If we, regarding this, pursuing after Christ must be our goal, and we should not be otherwise minded. I'll tell you the truth, even the effectiveness of our work shouldn't transcend this. I'm sure Yodius and Syntyche, they contended with Paul for the gospel, but yet between them there was some friction. Very well, it wasn't bad things. I don't think, you know, Yodius was saying to Syntyche, you're heretical, and she'd say, well, you know, you're divisive. But yet, on the other hand, there was something else. Maybe they said, you don't preach the gospel good enough. Or, you know, you don't shepherd right. Or whatever. I don't know what their thing was. But whatever it was, it wasn't the unique goal.
Right.
So because they were making something above the level of gaining Christ by pursuing him, then even their little serving idiosyncrasies somehow became an unpleasantness in the church to the extent that the Apostle Paul needed to say something, even to call him out by name in an epistle that was full of the enjoyment of Christ. So we need to realize, saints, we may be have a wonderful local church, and we may be very orthodox. We're in the proper faith. We're standing on the proper ground. We have an orderly church. We have the proper administration. Yet, we may be one with all the churches in an outward way. Yet, there still could be the possibility that amongst us, there would be something that would take us off the track and could also damage the pleasantness of the church life. So, I appreciate this statement. He says, the only thing that can keep us on God's way is his unique goal. Christ for our highest enjoyment and ultimate gain.
Amen.
If we take this way as our ultimate goal, we shall be preserved. Saints, I believe it's our heart that every saint would be preserved.
Amen.
None would be derailed, even by something small. You know, something that's very well not really in the central line of God's economy. So, in this last verse, verse 16, it says something like this. It says, nevertheless, whereunto we have obtained, by the same rule let us walk.
Amen.
So we need to, this needs to become the basic principle. What Phil just mentioned, which goes back to verse 12, even that I may lay hold, that is to gain what I've been laid hold of. That is, you know, Christ gained us that we may gain him.
Amen.
This kind of a principle needs to become a path.
Amen.
I appreciate this. So it's crucial for us that we see that this basic governing principle of the Christian life, that we may gain Christ, this is the path on which we should walk. We should be pursuing after the enjoyment of Christ and experience
Amen.
Christ. This principle will preserve us in the proper oneness.
Amen.
So you say, well, isn't the oneness among us standing on the ground of oneness? Yes, it is. But that's in an outward way. We need to have the proper ground. Yet, internally, we need something in addition. Okay, so outwardly, we need to have the oneness of the ground, the unique ground of oneness. But along with this, we need something inward to govern us,
Amen.
To preserve us in the oneness.
Amen.
This oneness, this inward matter is what Paul described as this mind. So may we have, as he said here in these verses, may we have, as many of us are full grown, have this mind. And if any wise you are otherwise minded, God will reveal that to you.
Amen.
So I just appreciate, saints. May we have this view. As Christians, we need to walk in a particular lane, the path of pursuing Christ. We should care for only this one thing, not many different doctrines or practices. Only Christ can enable us even those of different nationalities, cultures, and all to be truly one. Let us all pursue Christ to such an extent that we're willing to count as lost even our national philosophy, he said. Even our all of the things and characteristics on account of him. So I thank the Lord for such a sweet church life with so much blessing that the Lord has given us. But may we be, I have this view, may this be kind of a slogan among us, only this, right? not be otherwise minded.
Amen.
May we all walk on this unique path of
Amen.
Together encouraging Amen. One another to pursue Christ,
Amen.
To gain him,
Amen.
To have the uttermost gaining of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.